You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back. Boy, that was, I took a picture of my guests, Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause from Ask Your Mother. They were doing the Nightlight Window Fun. I cannot believe how high you guys can jump. And then you showed me pictures on the stage. You're like, that's nuts.
That's how we used to be able to jump that
those,
high.
Those are old picks. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't borrow my Reebok pumps either. Those had 6 inches of vertical.
Got my dress shoes on today. I tried my best.
You know, I will say when I go to a concert, I love when the performer just starts jumping. It's like just such a great energy.
You gotta sell it like that.
That's
for sure.
Outstanding.
Makes it more fun for us too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what do you guys want to play? I'm always thrilled.
So we're gonna do a little Creed here. Higher.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. We got a lot of requests for Creed. A lot of people yelling it at us, so we learned it.
I love it. All right. This is Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause from Ask Your Mother performing Creed.
When dreaming, I'm guided to another world, time and time again. At sunrise, I fight to stay asleep, 'cause I don't want to leave the comfort of this place. 'Cause there's a hunger, longing to escape the life we live when I'm away. So let's go there. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Let's ask, can we stay? Can you take me higher? To a place where blind men see. Can you take me higher? To a place where golden streams. Although I would like the world to change, it helps me to appreciate those nights and those dreams. But my friend, I'd sacrifice all those nights if I could make the earth and my dreams the same. The only difference is to let love replace all our hate. So let's go there. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Let's ask, can we stay? Can you take me higher? To a place where blind men see.
Let's go there.
Let's go there.
Let's go there.
Come on, let's go there.
Let's go there.
Let's ask, can we stay? and make them mine. Can you take me higher home to a place where a blind man sees?
Nice job.
Thank you. That was fun.
Does that take it out of you, that song? That's like, you're digging there, man.
Nah, that one's right in my wheelhouse.
Wow, that's great. Thank you, guys. Creed and Higher. Was that originally with an acoustic, the way Creed played it, or was it electric?
I did electric
on that, yeah.
I love the acoustic.
The backstory, I've always been I have a theory that, like, there's so many great 90s songs that sound better with acoustic.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. No, totally.
But that, I guess the story behind that song is they wrote it on stage with the crowd. Like, they were taking crowd suggestions for, like, words, and they just kind of organically came together. And then became one of the biggest hits of they've ever had.
Oh, that's fantastic. You guys haven't been here in a while, so tell people again, if you would, how did you get together musically, the two of you, or how did you both join the band?
So I joined before Adam. I actually hold the record for most consecutive gigs of Ask Your Mother. I am the Cal Ripken of Ask Your Mother.
You are the Cal Ripken Jr.
I'm not the oldest member, but since I have started, knock on wood, I have not missed a gig that we have performed.
You are the Iron Man of Ask Your Mother.
Right. So I joined them in 2009. They actually had been a band since 2008. And then the lead singer was moving away, and then I auditioned and got the gig. And then a few years later, Adam joined. When did you join? What year? You remember?
Yeah, it's been, I don't know.
You're the new guy, and you've been there over 10 years.
It's been a long time, 11, 12 years. I joined the band in 1979. It was
before the band was even
there. Left REO.
Yeah, I left REO. Yeah. That'd have been awesome. No, Stretch and I met, we met through a few different things musically, and then we ended up both participating in the live band karaoke.
Deja Vu
downtown Appleton. So much fun.
Oh, nice.
So we got to know each other there. They were, their keyboard player was leaving, and, made the offer. I still have yet to officially accept, but yeah.
I made him. He was the only guy we auditioned. I just kept saying, "It's Adam. It's Adam. It's Adam. No, nobody else. We don't need anybody else. It's going to be Adam." And then they're like, "Well, we should look at him." Nope, it's Adam. Adam's going to be the guy.
Still
there. Everybody else home. Yeah. Right. You guys have. I was just looking at your website here. Like, the bands that you cover. Are there other cover bands that have as big of a library or catalog as you guys?
You know, I don't know for sure what everybody else is playing, but the one thing we hear consistently from people seeing us for the first time and people that see us time and again is that they love the variety of the stuff we do. And we do cover a lot of different genres, always trying to bring a lot of energy to whatever we're doing. But we do hear that quite a bit. We do think it's one of our strengths, is that variety. And if for some reason you don't like the song that we're playing, you're probably going to like the next one.
Yeah. So. No, you got Luke Bryan, Loverboy, the Dropkick Murphys, Duran Duran, Flo Rida.
Yeah.
I mean, is just a great...
What was our most recent rehearsal group of songs? It was like Montel Jordan, Backstreet Boys, Savage Garden, and Toby Keith. How does that even happen?
Do you ever notice that, when you're playing a show, does a certain segment of the crowd kind of withdraw a little bit if you play country or hard rock or something? Or do people just feed off the energy you guys have?
You know, I don't notice a lot of people breaking away from what we're doing. And I think it is the energy, you talked about. Because even if we're doing a song that they may not like, we really do enjoy playing it, and we try to You know, every song's a sing-along. Every song gets everybody involved. So even if you're not a huge country fan, you're going to have a good time. You're going to enjoy a guitar solo. You're going to enjoy something that we're doing in the song.
And if I don't like the song, I make it fun for me.
That's right.
Like,
don't mention the songs by name. Like, other people are going to know.
I didn't like the song. It's just like, I like the song more when I make it fun for me.
There you go.
Like Duran Duran. Like when we did Hungry Like the Wolf.
Oh yeah, great.
I would add like kicks.
Then that's where the choreography comes in. Right. Stretch, not only the Iron Man, the head choreographer of Ask Your Mother.
It just happens organically. We don't practice it ahead of time. And then pretty soon it's just part of the show.
Yeah. Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause from Ask Your Mother, a great local band. You guys have some dates coming up. Let's talk about them. You've got, this weekend. My M on my keyboard is not working. So I have Ask Cash.
How do you not have an M?
It's just not, it's like useless.
And well, what's the one right next to it? That one looks like completely wore out.
That's the one that should not work because I spilled acid on it apparently. Oh. But no, I'm having issues with my M's. I got to figure it out. But you've got something coming up this weekend.
Yes. Yeah. So. Revs and Oshkosh.
That's it. Revs. Okay. Yep. That was just bad typing.
That's all good.
Nothing to do with the M. And then you've got November 1st in Omro, close to home. Go ahead.
Yeah,
sorry.
So the night before that, on Halloween, we're in Waupaca.
At the ICC.
Oh, that's you ever been there? Be fun. And I've never been to that place.
Oh, you got
to
go there one time.
My wife used to have a summer home in Waupaca. That's just like a big party place.
The way they redid Indian Crossing Casino, it's really cool. Like they got garage doors that open up over the water and everything.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's really nice what they did. In the back area that they redid everything. And,
yeah.
That's on Halloween night?
Yes.
Halloween night.
Which is a... Is that Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay.
And then November 1st is the Omro. We're doing a Halloween party for them too under a big tent outside. So that'll be a good time.
And then you pop up to Howard to Anduzzi's.
Yeah. The Packer
November
game.
2nd.
Packer yeah.
Game. Okay.
That's a busy weekend. My God. I'm already tired.
Well, and that's the Holmgren Way one.
Yes.
Right by the stadium. So we'll be by the stadium.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you've got that town that used to exist that apparently still does exist, Menasha.
Menasha still exists. Yes.
Town of Menasha is no longer a thing. Yes.
I just chose to live someplace a little more refined.
It's mysterious.
Adam moved there and they're like, we got to rename this Fox Crossing because Adam crosses the road. He's a fox.
I'm going to get my tires slashed next time I go through.
Do you guys have local bands that have inspired you or other cover bands or other non-cover bands, like peers that you kind of feed off of or learn
from? Absolutely. I would say I model my performance with, like, I try to be as entertaining as Scotty Thurwatcher. He is a friend of mine that plays in a band called Naughty Monkey. And I try to bring the energy of like Mike Wendland, who was in a bunch of different bands. And also, so those are two guys that I looked up to over the years, and that's kind of how
I
emulate.
Are they still
playing? They do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Obviously, Dennis from Glam Band, that guy's always phenomenal energy and entertaining as well. So.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, Mikey was on my list too from an entertainment standpoint.
The guy's all over, just nuts. Like, you can't get pumped, you cannot get pumped, like, not watching him. Like, he's just like, brings it out of you. Yeah.
And I think, even when I joined Ask Your Mother, and you guys are going to think I'm blowing smoke up his butt, but... Tim Beekler was one of my, and he's a good friend of mine and a great musician, bass player. But when he plays, he has fun and enjoys playing the music so much. And you can see it on every single song.
Absolutely.
And being a bass player, that's not always, you know, not always easy to do. It's not always the most fun thing. And he's enjoying every moment on stage. And I've always tried to encapsulate a little bit of that when I play.
Ask Your Mother is here in the studio. They're going to perform when we come back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me. Wrapping up a couple texts here. Our question of the night was, what is your favorite romantic song? John Murray put Canon in D. Beautiful music. Well done, John. Steady Eddie in the 608 says, Pete, over the weekend, I was listening to the song Stardust, the version sung by Willie Nelson. Love that version, Steady Eddie. He says, it's a song about a lost love. Though I dream in vain, in my heart, there will always remain my Stardust melody, the melody of love's refrain. That was the song Not Steady Eddie Talking to Me. I listened to it many, many times. I recommend people listen to their favorite songs over and over. It's easy on YouTube until they know the lyrics and the melody by heart, and the song and emotion become ingrained into your brain. Outstanding text. He says, become the song. Thank you, Steady Eddie. John from Madison also says, it's the dance you do after your first real kiss. I think he was referring to his earlier text. Thank you, John. He says, this is for the guys in the studio here. Ask your mother. He says, don't say it out loud, but holy blank, these guys are ridiculous live.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank
there you.
You
go. Thank you, John from Madison. I totally agree.
You should see us with the whole band.
Thanks, there's, John. There's three more fifths of them, too.
Yeah.
Pamela from Wisconsin Rapids says, in the 1970s, heard the wedding song, There Is Love, Paul Stuckey, at most weddings. This was played at a lot of discos, reunited by Peaches and Herb. Oh, great, great choices, Pamela. Thank you. And then Bridget from the 818 says, you are so beautiful to me. Mm-hmm. Again, I assume that's the song.
Joe Cocker?
Yeah. Great tune.
So
I'm sure you could
beautiful.
Do that one as well. Tomorrow night on the show, folks, Jimmy Pardo will be here, podcaster and very great comedian, a good friend of mine. And then Rex Sykes and Rocky Wagenhurst will be talking about a $1 billion. I'm just going to say $1 billion. I'm going to tease it there. That's tomorrow night. We've got a few more minutes left with our current guests. I'm hoping we can bang one song out
Let's
in the next
it.
Three
Let's
or
do
four
it.
Minutes. What do you guys got?
A little Shaboozy for you.
Shaboozy.
Oh, sweet. This is awesome.
My baby want a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. This 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? Can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone.
One.
Here comes a 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round,
we need plenty more.
Two-stepping on the table,
she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. Then on me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody in the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a chick. Tell my mind I ain't forget.
Oh Lord.
Woke up truck at 10 a.m. We gonna do this stuff again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One.
Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell him bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table.
She don't need a dance floor. Oh my. Good Lord.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. Hit on me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. One. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kind of late, but the ladies want some more.
Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drink some more. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street.
Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. At the bottom of the bottle gonna miss me.
Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Outstanding. I have to say, that's the first time I've ever heard Shaboozy.
Really?
Is through you guys. So that's sweet. Outstanding. Wow, that's great. Now I'm going to find the songs, though. That's a good... what's that song called?
Called
Tipsy.
Bar Song.
Bar Song.
It's called the Bar
I don't even
Song.
Know. I don't know what it's called. It's Shaboozy.
Shaboozy.
That's outstanding. You guys are so much fun. If you're listening and you like what you hear, these guys are, they have some great live dates coming up all around Northeast Wisconsin over the next couple weeks. Go to askyourmotherband.com and find out where you can see them. The Halloween show in Waupaca Town.
And one in Amro, too.
Amro on the 1st, mm-hmm. Anduzzi's in Howard on the November 2nd, and then Menasha. November 7th.
Box Crossing.
Kind of a homecoming for
Adam. A little bit, yeah.
That one's actually really close to me, too.
I don't know if they welcome
too.
Me at this point after all these comments.
Conrad, what you have a request for the next time these guys are here?
Oh, come
I
back
have a request.
A
he needs his hair right. to stay that way.
It's like this every day.
Oh,
he gets
man.
It cut like once a month.
It's like,
it looks,
I do.
It's perfect.
Conrad, were you ever like the big boy spokesman back in the day? Like you got the same like big boy. It's like, it's phenomenal hair. See, I am bald, so I am like jealous of everybody's hair in this studio today.
Conrad, do you know what big boy is?
I don't know.
No, okay. All right. Just checking.
Look it up. You'll probably, okay. It's going to, what was that? What was the video game that the guy had the same kind of hairdo as the big boy? What was I can't think of it now.
Dude, you could just walk into Supercuts over in Bellevue and ask for the Conrad and they'll know exactly what you're saying. And walk out of there looking like the K-Man,
oh,
right?
Man. If I had hair, that'd be what I'd go for.
He cuts it religiously. He gets it done like every once a month?
Well, look
every
at it.
Every 2 months.
Every
look at it, though.
Or, wow.
You don't
six
leave
weeks.
That.
6 weeks.
Okay. You don't let that go bad. You stay on top of that.
Yeah. This is the most anyone has ever fussed over Conrad's hair, probably in his life, not just on the show, right?
I don't think he gets enough credit for it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, you guys, for being here. Eric Ratzak, Adam Krause from Ask Your Mother. Check them out. Go to askyourmotherband.com and find out where you can see them live. You guys are so much fun. Leave a pick, too, Adam, again. So that means you have to come back.
All right.
All right.
Here, you get an Ask Your Mother pick. It says right. Ask Your Mother.
I'm going to leave this right here, and it'll be special. Welcome back. Welcome, and welcome to Nightlight, folks. We're broadcasting statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay tonight on a Wednesday night in the fall. Halloween right around the corner, a chill in the air. What could be better? We're talking about movies and TV and comedy and music and all the great stuff in life that makes us happy. And joining us now to make us even happier is one of my favorite guests. This guy is a multi-talented individual. He goes by the title Wheezy Waiter on YouTube, where he has over 1 million subscribers. He is a musician and part of a really cool band. And he also made the film No Packers, No Life, which is in theaters right now. And he joins us now over the stream, Mr. Craig Benzine. Hey, buddy.
Hello. Hello. Good to be back.
Great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just had a probably ate too much dinner and I'm feeling good.
Do you have a favorite pizza, Craig? I know you've been in Chicago for years, but you're a Wisconsin guy. Is there a rivalry in pizza there too, or do you have a favorite pizza?
Well, so in Madison, my favorite, you talked about Glass Nickel earlier.
Yeah.
And I think they have lots of good ones, but they're just their standard pepperoni sausage is really good. Pepperoni. But I would say, I hate to say it, but maybe my actual favorite is at a place called Pequod's in Chicago. It's deep dish.
I've never had Pequod's. I've heard nothing but amazing stuff about it, though. You're in the pizza haven of the world, basically. It's hard not to like some form of Chicago pizza.
I know. And a lot of people tell me they don't like deep dish, but you got to try Pequod's because it's something special.
I can't, it's hard for me to do deep dish now, but I would make an exception just because of all the stuff I've heard about Pequod's. Do you live near a Pequod's?
No, there's only two. I'm in Madison now. So, when I lived in Chicago, I would go there all the time.
Oh, I thought you were still in Chicago. Okay. So you live in Madison now.
Yes, I do.
Well, welcome home, buddy.
Thanks. I mean, I've been here for a little while, but yeah, thank you.
Okay.
It's about time you welcome
me. I don't get your updates anymore, Craig, damn it. Well, it's great. I didn't know that. So that's terrific. And Glass Nickel, I've got to try because my buddy Steve Burrows did commercials for Glass Nickel years ago, and they are hilarious. I don't know if you've ever seen them, but you can see them on the Google or the YouTube, and it's just him being this snazzy salesman. Very funny stuff.
I don't watch YouTube. I don't have anything to do with YouTube.
You do whether you want to or not, it sounds like. So, all right, let's talk, Craig, because this is like, you're on a roll, man. You've made this great film about Japanese Packer fans. For those who might not be familiar with it, even though you guys are all over social media and the news and everything, tell us a little bit about No Packers, No Life.
No Packers, No Life is about Japanese Green Bay Packer fans. I have a friend who goes to Japan a lot and just happened to come across this group of Japanese Packer fans. They are so intensely excited about the Packers. They meet on a regular basis to watch either live games as they happen at like 2 a.m. in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Or they'll go meet and rewatch games that they liked in the previous season. And I was there with them to shoot the documentary, rewatching a game, and they were as excited as if they didn't know what was going to happen. My friend Ty decided to fly them to a Packer game. So about around 30 of them ended up going to Green Bay and staying with Ty's friends in their houses and experiencing Wisconsin and Green Bay and then a Packer game. And there's some very emotional moments along the way that are, it's all happy stuff. This might be the most positive documentary ever made, but
nothing wrong with that. That's okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that's, and it's about connections. It's about people from other, from different walks of life, coming together, building a community around a thing they love.
I'm fascinated that they watch games that already happened. Like, I'm a big sports fan. I would never do that. Yeah. Like, if my teams win huge games, I don't do that. And they have less of a connection, at least growing up maybe, to American sports teams than we do. That's serious fandom.
Yeah, I think it's also a coming together and building a community just over there in Japan, because in their culture, they don't get to, it's a formal culture. So they don't get a chance to express themselves as much as I understand it. And, so the Packers, it's just all these people who let it all out by watching Packer games.
Wow. How was the trip when they came over here? I assume you guys had a lot of fun filming that, but, what was it like for them over here? Did they totally embrace it? Did they love it? Were they curious? Were they just euphoric? Like, what was that like?
Okay. Well, first of all, I wasn't actually there for that part of the documentary. So, but I did edit it. So I've watched all the footage. but they were very, it was all positive. They were very excited. They were blown away by, a lot of them live in Tokyo, and just to see the big houses, the wide roads, the open space, and how everyone was so open and friendly. It was nothing but positive things to say. And they felt as if one of them says it was a sacred place to them going to Lambeau. It was like almost a religious experience.
It must have been surreal. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they liked it. They liked it a lot.
How, you know, what's even more impressive is that you found Packer fans in a place that is not known for their cheese intake on any level. And here they are embracing Wisconsin. That's a big hurdle in world relations.
Yeah, one of them had a cheese charm on their glasses, and one of them was wearing a big cheese head that they've had for 20 years, apparently.
So I'm guessing you didn't think when you set out to do this, or I don't know what you were thinking, but you know, every filmmaker when they set out, they're like, "Well, the sky is the limit. Maybe this will be Big Fat Greek Wedding, or maybe it'll strike a chord and go worldwide." The fact that you're in Marcus Theaters right now before you get out on streaming platforms, I assume, maybe you didn't see that coming. That's kind of a nice twist.
Absolutely not. We just tried to send it to film festivals. I thought it was good, but I didn't know. It's always hard to, being in a band for so long, I've been making creative stuff for, 25 years, and I'm used to making things that no one's going to see, and no one's going to care about. And that's always in the back of my mind as a possibility. And I thought basically this, we would show to friends. It might show at a few film festivals and that was it. But then we got into the Wisconsin Film Festival and the response was incredible.
Yeah.
And through that we met Cannonball Productions, who helped us because they did the documentary Just a Bit Outside, the Brewer documentary.
Sure.
And they helped us do all of this, get in contact with Marcus Theaters and show it all across Wisconsin.
That's Sean Hanna. She's a real slave driver. I'm sure he really put you to work. And
he did. We had to do a lot of media.
If every guy in the business was like Sean, nobody would ever complain. Like, I don't know what it's like working with him, but he's been on the show several times, and I love the guy. You know, he's so much fun.
He's the nicest guy in the world, yeah.
Absolutely. So, all right, so how long you have, you're in the theaters this week. Do you have any idea how long the run will be?
I don't know. We have... it depends on if people go see it. So yeah. More people have to go see it. If it could go another week, it could go 20. I don't know, optimistically, but
sure.
But it's in there right now. We have a special screening this Friday in Green Bay.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, the Bay. Sorry, I took your question.
No. That's okay. Please, that was my next question. At Bay Park Square. So yeah. Please tell us.
Yeah, I unfortunately can't be at the Q&A, but. Producer and star Ty will be there, and Mark Murphy will be there.
Yeah,
former president CEO of the Packers.
How did that happen? Is he? I assume he's seen the film, or will that be his first time watching it?
I don't know. Again, yeah. The power of Sean Hannish, yeah. Or Mark Cass, who's been doing a lot of press work for us. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
it was funny. My guest is Craig Benzine. He is the director of No Packers, No Life, which you can see in Marcus Theaters currently. And as he just mentioned, there's a big event here in Green Bay at the Bay Park Square, Marcus. And Mark Murphy will be there. And there's a Q&A after. It sounds like a really fun event. Mark Cass reached out and he's like, I've got this documentary about Japanese Packer fans that come over. And I'm like, oh, that sounds an awful lot like Craig's movie. your name was not in the email, and I've, out of a sense of loyalty, I'm like, I don't know about this. You know? And I did a little more digging, and Sean's name was in there. I'm like, does Sean have the same idea? No, it's got to be the same film. So,
come on, Mark. Come on, put me in the email.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was probably just an oversight. I don't think he's trying to pull fast one on you, Craig, or anything. What have any other Packers seen the film? Has anybody approached you from the organization? Like, have you gotten any feedback from current or former Packers?
Well, the VIP premiere we had in Waukesha last week, Wednesday, there were three Packers there. There was George Kuntz, Amon Green, and Antonio Freeman were at the screening.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Amon Green spoke at the end and had a lot of nice things to say and loved it. So
that's I would imagine they would love that. Like they're when Packers stick around that aren't from here and they continue living here, you know, they fell in love with the community and love being ex-Packers, right?
Yeah.
So, all right. So how else? Let me see here. All right. So what is your next, how do you follow this up, Craig? Like, I know you just mentioned you got a band, you're this YouTube influencer. What do you follow up a film like this with?
Well, I got to keep making YouTube videos. Also I have plans. I've been working on ideas for movies for a long time. I have a couple of I've started writing screenplays and stopped, but now that this movie is behind me, I think I can really go in earnest. And I have a couple of ideas. I don't know how much I want to reveal yet, but I would say one of them involves a heist. So I've been really interested in the latest heist in the news. kind of want to make a heist movie set in Wisconsin.
Oh, I love that. Those are my favorite kind of films. Caper films, heist films. How much of a departure, like... That's so different than what you just did. Now, I have no doubt you can pull that off because you're a musician and you got all kinds of stuff going on. But did you find it hard to write that after working on this, or did you breeze?
Well, I haven't written it yet. That's so. Yes, I am finding it hard. I mean, I've done a lot of. I went to UW Madison Comm Arts. I wrote a lot of screenplays then. That was a while ago, but. I've done narrative things before. I've just never done them on this scale. Same thing with this documentary. I've done, like, I would say many of my YouTube videos are like miniature documentaries, but I've never done a full length one. But I did it, and I think I did it a good job. So I think I could do the same with a full movie.
Yeah, I have no doubt. I meant to ask you this before we moved on. We've got about a minute to a break, but how was it watching No Packers, No Life with an audience in Madison? Or if that was your first time or the first time you did watch it with an audience?
The first time was in Waukesha, and it was, well, the first time I watched it was, no, I guess first time for the market screenings was in Waukesha.
Okay.
The first time with an audience was in Madison at the film festival, and it was one of the best nights of my life. It was incredible. That is, like, people loved it so much, and it felt so good to feel like I did my job.
Outstanding. Well, yeah. I still haven't seen it yet, but we're going to come back and talk more with our guest, Craig Benzine, the director of No Packers, No Life. I got a lot of questions for Craig, and it's great to have him on the show. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Let that play for a minute. This is Nightlight, and that song is Man of Action. And my guest right now is Craig Benzine. Are you the lead singer, Craig?
I am the lead singer.
That is a great song.
Well, thank you. That's my band, Driftless Pony Club, and I believe the song was written by my friend Matt. I can't take all the credit for it.
Well, you don't have enough hours in the day to do everything you do anyway, so it's okay to pass.
I'm sure I had input on the writing of the song. I don't remember. It was a while ago, but...
Great name. I love the does that come from, by any chance, the Driftless area of Wisconsin?
The band name?
Yeah.
It was a friend of a former member of the band bought a shirt at Goodwill that said Driftless Pony Club on it. And we thought that was the only band name that none of us hated, so that's the one we went with. And then we learned later that was a pony club in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. And they changed their name to the Black Rock. They emailed me. They found our band. They emailed me. They changed their name to the Black Hawk Pony Club or the Black Rock Pony Club. I can't remember because it sounded more competitive.
That's so great. I love the song. And I understand it's in the film, No Packers, No Life. Terry Barr, yeah, who does so much here at Civic Media, and she's our guest on Bar Band Friday night here at Nightlight on Fridays, brought the song, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, this guy's got a band too? Like, you know, you're just got your hand in everything, and it's such a fun song. Did you write it for the movie, or was it just something you guys had that you're like, hey, this would fit perfectly?
Well, so I just had, it's something I had. So I was editing the movie, and I was looking for music, and the most readily available and legal music to use was right, our own music. I tried a lot of different music, but that just seemed to work really well with the part in those parts of the, it's like during the really partying parts of the movie.
Yeah. Know, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just a feel good. It's a great song. I could totally see it in a movie. So I keep trying to move on from No Packers, No Life, but it's hard because there's so much to talk about it. You have swag as well. You want to tell people where they can get a No Packers, No Life mug or toenail clipper or something?
Yeah, just nopackersnolife.com. There's hoodie. There's a t-shirt. I don't know what else there is. There's a hat there, poster. Yeah. NoPackersNoLife.com.
Very cool.
And you can also see information on the screen, special screenings and everything. So, yeah.
Do you have streaming info yet, Craig?
No streaming info right now.
You'll have to keep us posted on that.
Yeah.
Love to get the word out about it. My guest is Craig Benzine. He is the director of No Packers, No Life, currently playing in Marcus Theaters here in Wisconsin. He's also a musician. And where do you guys play, Craig? Are you, do you actively, do you play bars
in
Wisconsin?
We used to. Now we all live in, we've been a band for 20 years.
Wow.
over 20 years. Maybe 25 years, actually. Yeah. I guess if you count the pandemic. We met in college. We played a lot around Madison. Started developing a little bit of a following around Madison, but then we moved to Chicago and struggled for a while until my YouTube channel took off, and then it kind of helped the band take off a little bit.
Wow.
Now we all live in different places. The bassist Sam still lives in Chicago, but the other two members live in Minnesota. But we are starting to work on a new album, but we're doing it slowly as I keep driving up there and we keep working on stuff.
People want to find like the music you guys have already created, where can they find that? Is that online anywhere?
It's in all the places you listen to music, but I think there's all, let's check the status of driftlessponyclub.com right now. We have driftlessponyclub.com. We have a Bandcamp. We have all the things. We're on all the things.
Yeah, you guys should definitely take advantage of the internet.
Yes.
So that's cool. I would love it. If you guys ever are in Green Bay, I would love to have you play that song in the studio sometime, or just whatever you want. It'd be fun to have you guys.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
If we can get together enough to write an album and maybe have a little tour, that would be great.
That would be outstanding. Can I keep you for a few minutes past the news? I want to ask you what's new at Wheezy Waiter and talk a little TV and Halloween and all that kind of stuff. All right. Fantastic. Craig Benzine is my guest. He is the director of No Packers, No Life, and you can follow him on YouTube. He's a Wheezy Waiter, and he's got over 1 million subscribers. I don't know quite how that's possible, but it's true. And the band is officially getting back together, so Craig is going to stick with us past intermission into Act 2 for a few minutes before we let him go. Gary in Madison says his favorite pizza is the Italian carne pizza at Portobello Madison. Oh, have you ever eaten at Portobello, Craig? That's right off of...
Long time ago, yeah. I think I have.
It's across from the State Street Brats, right? Kind of in down the block a little bit?
Yeah. I think I went there once when in college, so like 20 years ago, yeah.
I always walk past there, and it's like the nicest looking place, but it's never – I didn't know if it was still open or if stuff happened there or not. But
I remember liking it, but – what do I know? I was a college kid.
Exactly. You're not eating. You're not fine dining. Thank you, Gary, for the text. Let's see if we can get one more in here before the break. And 920 says, I can't wait to see that documentary. There you go. Check it out, 920. Yeah. No Packers, No Life. If 920, if you're right here in Green Bay, check out that event Friday night, too, at Bay Park Square. All right. We've got more with Craig Benzine, more Packer talk, Wheezy Waiter talk. It's going to be a blast. Don't go anywhere. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.